Pablo Picasso, young woman, Germain, 1901. In the early 1900s, Paris was a crossroads for young artists from all over Europe. Among them was a young Spaniard, barely 20 years old, Pablo Picasso. At the time, he was part of the circle of Spanish artists living in Montmartre, a bohemian, intense, and often troubled environment. It was in this context that he met Germain, a free-spirited woman with a strong personality, who drew attention as much as she unsettled those around her. Germain fascinated Picasso. She had been the companion of his friend, Carlos Casallemas, who took his own life after an unrequited love. This tragedy left a deep mark on Picasso, and Germain became a central figure in his early Parisian portraits. Muse, femme fatale, enigmatic presence. She embodied the full emotional complexity of that period. In this 1901 drawing, we can feel the tension between strength and fragility. The lines are confident, bold, almost sculpted in the deep black of the ink. Touches of red highlight the intensity of her gaze, the sensuality of her face. Everything here is nuance. Germain appears at once distant and vulnerable, inspiring and elusive. This portrait is also important for another reason. It's the first time Picasso signed simply Picasso. Gone is the earlier Ruiz Picasso, used with youthful pride. Here, he chooses a more understated, composed form, a signature that marks the arrival of the artist-to-be, aware of his path ahead. Germain embodies this transition. She stands at the crossroads of two moments, that of a young man still haunted by loss and rebellion, and that of a painter seeking mastery, capable of blending pain, desire, and beauty into a work of great intensity. This portrait is not just an image. It's also a fragment of intimate history, an artistic turning point, a mirror of the beginnings of the man who would become one of the greatest figures in 20th century art.